countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Well, if you're just getting out of bed, it's a very grim morning right across the country. There's snow, rain and poor driving conditions and a lot of wind. And some of you, I know, are still waiting for a return to electricity. You just notice Met Éireann has tweeted a picture of a real winter scene of a snow-covered field in Ballinamore. So wherever you are, there's a great variety of different weather conditions all across the country. So be very careful indeed if you're travelling. And of course, our thoughts this morning are with the family of Billy Kinsella, named locally as the Wexford council worker who died during the course of the heavy winds yesterday. Ireshte Grev Anam. And our next guest is snug at home as well, because you probably wouldn't be able to make it here, because I've seen a tweet of a photo from her front garden of snow in County Wicklow. But before I introduce her, you probably know who I'm talking about. It may surprise listeners that as an agricultural country, we import 5.5 million kilograms of flour every week. When we remember that every county in Ireland once had a flour mill and wheat grown nearby, it's clear we've become very dependent on flour and wheat from outside Ireland. It used to be said that wheat good enough for flour cannot be grown in Ireland. But Suzanne Campbell, who's snug at home looking out at the snow in County Wicklow, has been finding out more about flour and wheat being farmed and milled up in County Monaghan. Suzanne.
That's right, Damien. I'm looking out the snow. It's not terribly bad here. We've an inch or two and it's probably beginning to rain, but it's changing all the time, so that may change. Yeah, I mean, milling, if you remember back, and you know, there's evidence of it in every town almost, not just across counties, that there were mills nearby, big settlements all over the country. But I suppose as farms got bigger in Ireland and we were competing with also the huge, huge grain producing countries, Canada, France, recently, you know, people would say, oh, there's little point in growing milling wheat here because it just is cheaper coming in from abroad. But being so dependent on flour imports, you know, it isn't such a great idea if we think in times of unrest. For example, now Ukraine export 12% of the world's wheat at the moment. What will happen? That export wheat price is going to be interesting in the next few weeks. And there's some countries like East Africa, which are totally dependent on Ukrainian grain. And we are here very dependent on imported flour. And some of it would be from Eastern Europe and Ukraine. But smaller batches of wheat grown for milling is becoming desirable once again, where consumers want local or organic bread. And two farmers in Monaghan, Mark Gillylanders and Michael Rafferty, are doing exactly this, growing wheat on their two farms. They've invested in a new mill and they're selling wheat under the Irish Organic Mill brand. Mark Gillylanders might be well known to some people. He's been an organic livestock farmer and he cites livestock actually as an important tool in turning over land to organic, as well as other methods he uses to get really good soil, which we'll hear from about in a little bit. So earlier this week, I went up to Carrickmacross Cross, about 20 minutes outside the town is their mill, in a new food hub premises. Nearby are their farms. And I opened the door and once inside, I saw the lined up ton bags of golden wheat, certified organic and ready to go into the mill.
This is the grain stored before it goes to the mill.
All from your farm?
All from both our farms, both Micheál and myself.
Wow, it's fantastic.
All spring wheat.
So this was harvested last autumn.
Yes.
And it looks fantastic quality, but obviously that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
What sort of protein is it?
13%.
And that's good. That's ideal, isn't it?
That's ideal for a strong flour, doing what you need to do with a strong flour, which is sourdough bread.
Why do we say in Ireland we cannot grow grain good enough for milling flour?
There's many reasons. But within the conventional system, spring wheats can be very variable and the economic return from a spring wheat can have the ability to lose money.
In conventional systems, people weren't getting the price, but in organic, it's worthwhile. Is that it?
In organic, it's completely worthwhile. To me, in Monaghan, there isn't really much difference in yield. In an organic system, spring wheat, the way in which we grow it sometimes increases the protein content. I would grow in the springtime without adding anything. You're better to have a healthy soil ready to go in the springtime.
And what makes the soil good enough to produce, like up here in this region where people would think, oh, it's small fields, it's wetter land?
rotation. Basically, we would grow multi-species pasture or red clover before we'd come in with our first wheats. And what we have been dabbling in a wee bit is intercropping. It's growing beans with wheat, which takes in nitrogen to improve the quality of the wheat and to improve the quality of the soil.
Mark is in fact nominated at the moment for a Farming for Nature Award, and you can really hear there he's a very, very good organic farmer. Micheál Rafferty, the other farmer in the duo, took me through the workings of the mill itself. Now, the wheels are stone, one round stationary wheel which sits on top, if you like, and the rotating wheel goes round beneath it. Now, it's all enclosed in a metal structure, and the grain, after being washed and filtered, drops down into this structure. Now, most modern mills have wheels of metal, not stone, but this makes the grain and flour really, really hot. The whole thing gets very, very hot, and it doesn't allow for the retention of some of the properties of the grain, and that's why stone milling is really unique and very important. Stone milling retains the germ within the wheat, which is the part that's rich in protein, fat, and gives it most of its flavour.
To any of the flours that they've tried before.
And canned flour, most of it is blends of flours from all different countries.
Indeed,
and I suppose... I don't know where it's coming from in a lot of cases.
It's very, very true. And in fact, to hit the parameters that we've been able to hit with our product, a lot of flours will include Canadian reds or German E-grade wheats to try and bring the protein level and the gluten performance up to meet bread baking spec. But because we're deploying the methods of farming in organics that would have been used on our farms 100 years ago... We believe that with a couple of modern natural tweaks, we're able to produce a product that meets bread making specs on its own. Now, a lot of bakers who are particularly in sourdoughs will never use one flour anyway. And we've got great success feedback as well from home bakers who are using our strong plain flour and our coarse wholemeal flour in their soda breads. And again, you know, if they're anyway concerned around the volume, they can typically add an egg, which will give it an extra little bit of bump in the soda bread mix, and they will have an absolutely beautiful soda bread, I promise.
Now, they've had great success selling this Irish flour to businesses like the Happy Pear and Greystone's, a very well-known restaurant and cafe. Another more local one is Dinkins Bakery, just outside Monaghan town. And it supplies all types of baked goods to the county, including soda breads, sourdoughs, artisan breads. And Kristen Dinkin, the baker, he began using flour last year for Mark and Micheál at the organic mill. And he's finding it a very different animal from the imported flour that we're dependent on.
Stone ground flour, you're going to get a lot more flavour with it. Your normal wheat flours would be heavily processed. Your normal white flours that you'd be buying in your supermarket, a lot of flours would be actually bleached to get that kind of white colour. So obviously you can see this flour here, it's not bleached, it's stone ground. You're still getting all the nutrition with the stone ground as well. You'd have a better nutritional value of the actual flour.
Okay, and take us through, you've a basket of things here. What are these loaves here?
So we just have here at the minute a sample of two different sourdoughs. We have our country white sourdough, and then this here would be our 100% organic. So we're using 85% of organic flour in that there, and 15% of our strong organic flour. And yeah, we're having great reports back from the customers on that.
It smells good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah. Yes, lovely. And good thing about sourdough is it lasts a long time. It's not like a sliced pan or something like that.
Yeah.
You get it into your house, you get a good week out of it. So if you only take a couple of slices out of it.
So you're finding it expands what you can do, really, your sort of product line and the choices you can make.
It does, yeah. When Mark came to me, we kind of thought, could we actually grow flour in Monaghan here? Mm. Monaghan's kind of known for drumlins. You never kind of thought of actually how the hell would you get a combine harvester in? And so, yeah, when Mark came with this here, I thought it was a great idea because it's local. Local flour, local bakery. You're only talking a couple of miles between Mark's farm and an actual bakery. So you're cutting out all that. I mean, like all the flour that's actually imported into the country. There's a lot of bakeries all around the continent and even American stuff like that there. They're actually starting smaller mills rather than these larger mills. So more of a community-based kind of baking project sort of thing.
These community-based bakeries, you know, I think we're definitely going to see more of that here. There's been a real explosion in craft bakeries in the past 5 years. Really good bakeries, not just making sourdough, but all kinds of bread and pastries. And the appetite for locally produced wheat, especially in organics, is really there. So expect to see more of this in the future.
Yeah, and do you know what? It's hard to believe that it's almost 2 years ago we had the Beast to the East and the big run on flour for people that wanted to home bake. Suzanne, will you stay with us? By the way, irishorganicmill.ie is the website, irishorganicmill.ie, if you want to find out more details about all of that.